whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 364. Wow. Saturday, July 20th, 2024, or here in Aussie land, or anywhere that is on Sunday. We're on the 21st, Sunday. How are we nearly through July? Where is this year going to, guys? Where is this year going to? It's, yes, Chris, insane. Absolutely insane. Anyway, good morning, chat room. Welcome. Let's have a look at our wonderful chats. Who's here? Chris is here. Dave, Zep are in the chat somewhere. Thank you, guys, for hanging out with me. Appreciate that. Dave, hi. July sucks. Weather, tornadoes, heat sucks. Yeah. Yeah, you guys have been copying quite badly from what I've seen, for sure. So hopefully it will start getting much better real soon for you all. Little shout outs not only to our wonderful chat room and mods. So thank you for being here. But a little shout out to Fair and Zaya and Stir, wherever Stir is, busy probably looking after kitties. So yeah, just a shout out to them. So plan today is it's probably not going to be a long show. As I said to the chat room before starting, I've tried to cover best I can with the information coming through from Blizzard. And obviously there's been a little bit of news that has dropped since the last show, so we're going to get into that, but we'll start off with the news that we've got. So first off, we've got a congratulations to Azzy Green on becoming our 18th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge champion. Where is that? Well done, Azzy. He's had a bit of a rough go. I'm pretty sure he lost a couple of tunes. I don't know if they were greens. It might have been an iron that he lost. But he's maxed out another tune, which is fantastic. And right before the show, we had another ding. And I can't pronounce it because it's Russian, but it translated to Strange Warrior. So they became our 45th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. So again, a little well done. So if you are the owner of Strange Warrior, please get in touch and we can get a write-up done for your tune, which would be fantastic. We do love to read about a tune's journeys and the choices that you've made and things like that. So I always enjoy checking out what other people are doing. So well done to both Azzy and Strange Warrior on that scope. So well done. Who would have thought it? 45 irons. Crazy. And 18 greens. That's fantastic. So all right. So let me just switch over. Which one? Where am I going? What am I doing? Did I put it there? All right, so we're gonna swap to this one. All right. So the first part that I... So nuts, yeah, Chris. The first part that I had found had to do with the roadmap from Blizzard. And just bear with me, because... it was a couple of things that I found really interesting on the WoWhead. So, new War Within pre-patch launch and Season 1 roadmap from Blizzard. So, I've just got up on the screen for you to have a look at. But we've got, so, pre-expansion, which I think the biggest thing, pre-expansion, is this week. I am not prepared, guys. I know it's the wrong expansion, but it will never go out of style for one of the most iconic lines ever. 23rd. It's like in 2 days, 3 days, 2-3 days. So warbands come in, skyriding dynamic flight for 400 plus mounts, cross realm guilds. Then early access hits on the 22nd of August, and the expansion launches the 26th of August. So that's the global launch. So we've got new story, new zones, hero talents, lots of different things. And then of course Season 1, which I'm not really worried about Season 1, but they're saying Season 1 starting on the 10th of September. Long downtime on Tuesday. Yeah, it's I'm not prepared. I sat down and was able to have some WoW time yesterday, and my mind was completely like, what are the things that I want to try and get done on later on whatever tunes that I can. And I had to think to myself, I'm not going to get very far on the challenge tune and on any of my challenge tunes. So I thought, right, I think I might have to just put them aside for the moment and hopefully focus on them once War Within starts. But there's too much to prep for everything else. And I would have sat here for a good 40 minutes just kind of looking at all my, like, the bits and pieces, trying to work out, is there a rep grind that I need to do? Is there, you know, and in the end, I think I kind of just went, stuff it. I just went, what do you want to do? So I went hunting for some transmog gear that I can, that I didn't have. And I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind getting that. So I just, you know when you just want something really chill? To me, just doing that kind of thing was just, it was what I needed to do yesterday. So, Chris, you won't be touching challenge tunes for a bit. Yeah, at the moment, I think until we know how everything plays out, because obviously with I've not been able to dive into beta at all. My time has just been so limited. I know Zaya was delving into it. And again, we have found from past expansions where things that we found within beta that when it went live was either not there or they changed it or whichever. So, so I think it's going to be a, we'll just have to cross that bridge when we come to it. I know there's a lot of people probably off playing other games. They've had, what have they had, expansions with Diablo stuff, and there's a lot of other games out there. A lot of people are probably just taking a little bit of a break from WoW at the moment, trying other things, or off playing Remix. I did get my panda to 70, so that was good. I do not have near enough of those bloody things that I need to get everything, so I'm just gonna have to get what I can. But I did get it a 70. 70? Yeah. I did max her out, which was good. So there's probably some pets or some mounts or something that I can pick up. I'll have to have a look at that. But the same stage, I've got a panda warlock spare for something. But yeah, so I've got my coffee. Cheers too. I forgot to do our cheers drinking. Oh, it's nice and warm. So that's probably the biggest part of it at the moment. But at least we've got a roadmap. We know what they're looking at. I think that that's helpful. Thinking back, you know, look at the 20 years that probably most of us have been playing this game, or a fair chunk of the 20 years that WoW has been around. And for me, I know that, you know, how we used to get information, a lot of stuff was up in the air. You didn't know about things until it kind of went live. So the fact that there is a lot more information, a lot more, I guess, transparency to a degree now, is helpful. It gives people heads up for things. But it's still, I don't know, I just find it, can be quite overwhelming getting all this information when, and it's probably because I've only had limited time to play. So, you know, maybe that's just a me problem. That's a show title right there. So, it's, yeah, it does feel very, let me write it down, I'll forget, maybe it's a me problem. It does feel very overwhelming having all this information, like very exciting, but at the same stage there's part of me that's like going, there's only so many hours in the day, there's only, you know, so many days and weeks, there's just so much. So you know, it's good, but then it's also it's also a bit like, damn it. All right, so now the next one, just bear with me while I, let me do this one. Spoiler if anyone doesn't want to see this. But this is the new Azeroth world map for the War Within, which I just went, hot damn. Like, look at our world. And again, part of me was completely like, look where we've come. And I was watching a, who was it? YouTube, Walcrendo, he was doing the ranking of the expansion, the login screen. So I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's looking away. Okay. Not a problem. As I said, I'll move it in a second. I'll let you know. But yeah, it was just really intriguing from his point of view, the login screens, and to me, his thought of what he classed as, you know, like being the S tier and all of that. So I thought that was interesting. Okay, I've changed it, Chris. So the other one that I had was the what to do before War Within pre-patch update. So again, for anyone who's after some information to help, and obviously, as far as I'm concerned with our challenge tunes, probably just go and strip them down. That's my goal today, is to take my main girls and to strip them, because the chances are I'm not going to get a chance to look at them until I've got, till we're into War Within. So I feel like with pre-patch happening this week, I'm going to go strip them, do the things, probably clean up some banks, etc. Get rid of some of the stuff, hang on to the stuff that I want to. I know some tunes I've been hanging on to, things for transmog. I can keep them in the banks, etc. Send them to my bank tune when I'm ready, all that kind of thing. So my goal is at some stage today, after I get the show done and edited, is to jump in and to look at my challenge tunes, get them stripped down, and just make sure that those ones that I'm going to play, I might even delete a couple that I'm really probably not getting back to, so probably keeping some of my main girls, and that's about it. And just making sure that they're right, that they're comfortable, they're right, so then when pre-patch happens this week, if there are any changes that happen this week that I haven't got clothes on them, that it might affect and flag them. Because once you've got a flag, that's it. If Blizzard goes and changes a quality of clothes, there is nothing that we can do to flip that back. That's Blizzard's choice. Sometimes they give us the heads up, sometimes they don't. I've had it happen myself where I've logged into, what was it, a couple of expansions ago, I logged in, I hadn't stripped one of my, I'm gonna say it was an iron, because the item that they were wearing, and I'm gonna say it was either a cloak or a robe, that went from being a gray, a white, and it went to a green. And I can vividly remember logging in, having a look. I hadn't taken the clothes off because I wasn't too concerned about it at that stage. And when I was running around, and then I was like, something's a bit off. You know when you look at your tune and you just kind of like, something's off. And then when I moused over and I'm like, it's green. Sure enough, like, I logged out, went to the website, flagged, and I was like, yep, okay. And I hadn't done anything. I hadn't changed it. I just hadn't taken the clothes off, and it's not easy being green, absolutely. So for your tunes that you don't want to have an issue with, I strongly suggest in these next couple of days is to strip them down. Now, the other thing, just a reminder, I know for me, I have a button that I've macroed that will put everything back on to my tune to make things easier. After pre-patch happens, don't use that. Make sure that you check your bags, make sure you're having a look at your gear, that there hasn't been any changes. Is if there has been, manually put those items back on. Once I've done that, then I'll update the... What's that? That was weird. Something weird popped up. Once I've manually worked out my gear, then I will update the macro to make sure it reflects the new lot. But yeah, the last thing you want to do is to be hitting a button, putting stuff straight back onto your tune, not realizing that something's been changed in quality to green or blue or whichever, and then flagging your tune. I think we can all agree that a majority of us have probably done something similar in not realizing, you know, quest reward, it's upgraded, equipped it. I think we can safely say a lot of us have probably done that over the time. So that's the information on what to do before. And obviously a lot of this is not pertaining to our challenge tunes, but again, for those that are having a bit of a break, you might be working on your mains, you might be working on your alt normals, whatever. There is a bit of information there talking about for those that like to PvP, Mythic Plus, you know, that kind of thing. So if that's what you're into, knock yourself out. That'll give you time to, you know, that might give you something a little bit different to do in the next couple of days too, because I'm guessing when pre-patch hits, there's going to be, you know, it's going to be busy. Chris says, need to strip my girl down tomorrow before I forget. Yes, for sure. Dave's like, dozens of times. I think we can all safely say that a fair chunk of us have done that, Dave. I know I've done it probably way more times than I care to admit. But yeah, for sure. So that's that one. Now, what else did I have? So just bear with me. I had a lot of... These are, again... This one was... Now, I don't know if you guys had seen this. The ability to transfer characters to other Battle.net accounts is gone with the War Within pre-patch. So, this is probably more for those with multiple accounts. I have a couple accounts myself. It's not really a big thing that I jump around transferring tunes from account to account. I personally, it's never really been my thing, but I just thought I'd bring it up because, you know, for some of you, it might be a very valid, thing that you're like, oh, geez, I need to look into moving that tune from this to that. So Blizzard said, with the launch of the War Within, pre-expansion content update arriving on July 23, we will be disabling the paid character transfer service for transfer between Battle.net accounts. This service will still be available to use between realms and between World of Warcraft accounts within a single Battle.net account. Please be aware that transfers between Battle.net accounts will not be available after the pre-expansion update has gone live. Any transfer tokens that you have saved to use on a transfer between Battle.net accounts should be used before this time. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention for those. I know that we have had in the past a few of our challenge players that have been multi-boxers and that do different things. I know that there's probably some of you out there that do have more than one account. So again, just letting you know, it's just like a PSA, FYI, as to what's happening. So that was, I thought, was an interesting one to let you know about. And the other news article, and again, hang on, I didn't put it in the chat because later Slack and forgot. So that's about the transfers. Now the other one, which let me put in the chat, and let me change that. Sorry, I'm doing it live. The pre-patch releases. So again, Chris, I don't know if you need to look away, but this is the information from Wowhead. So, pre-patch releases on July 23rd. Blizzard says, big changes arrive with the introduction of warbands, skywriting, class and system updates, and more with the pre-expansion content update. Take part in a new event, Radiant Echoes, and begin your first steps into the continuing story that will take you into the unexplored depths of Azeroth. And then there's a whole lot of information. So I'll leave it for you guys to read if that's what you want to do. I just wanted to make sure that, again, because it was announced after the last show. After the last show, I think is when they said, or was it just before? I can't remember. It's all a bit of a blur. That's how it feels. It's just like all this information is just going pew. And I'm like, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. Stop it. Slow things down. Stop it. So yeah, that's that. So let me just go back to that. So again, Wowhead's got a lot of information. There's probably also the information that's pulled straight from the Blizzard website for War Within, all of that. I just kind of like, oh my god, another expansion. Like, it seriously feels like it was only a couple of months ago that Dragonflight came out. Again, is it me? Am I getting too old? Obviously I am, but it's just, I swear, if you said, Lita, when was Dragonflight? I'd be like, yeah, Dragonflight was like 6 months ago. Like, no, it's not. But now we've got War Within. So yeah, yesterday, exactly. So it's all very intense. That's, you know, and again, it's not a bad, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have all of this information. But for me, I feel like for me, it is a double-edged sword because I've not had time to play this expansion. I feel like I've barely played the expansion to the extent that I normally would. So I already feel like, for me, I'm on the back foot, not only with my normal tunes, but with my challenge tunes as well. So, so there's, you know, that part of just being like, another expansion, god damn it, I'm not finished with this one. I don't think I'm even finished with the previous one. Again, I did not mind Shadowlands. I know a lot of people don't like it, each to their own, but I don't have, I There is not an expansion I have not enjoyed. Seriously. Maybe I'll have to organize, we'll do a tier list, ranking of expansions. We'll do ours, one show. I have to figure out how to do it. But, my thoughts on that. I know some people are very vehemently opposed to certain expansions, but, you know, there's not been an expansion I have not enjoyed. There are times I will get to within the expansion and be like, what do I want to do? Something different and can chill. I know I went hardcore archaeology. I'm going to say it might have been before Passy Leta hit max. I know I did a lot of archaeology with Leta in Mists. Mists had a huge amount of archaeology, and I went, my downtime, it was like archaeology left, right, and center. And I still have not finished. See, there's another thing. Never finished that. It's another thing on my to go back and do. Bloody hell. Anyway. This is all about Leta bitching and moaning. Alright. Let's get to the state of the challenges. So again, well done to everyone with leveling this week, the past couple weeks. Fantastic. Definitely can see an impact in people playing. So, which I'll talk about in a moment. But let's talk about our irons. So we actually had 10 irons this week, which is wonderful. So at number 10, we had Elreath, level 30, RIP. 9 is Cumberbert at level 31, RIP. 8 is Nixie at level 33, RIP. We're already having a rough start. That's commiserations, guys. Number 7 is Iron Tip at level 35. 6 was Iron Dan 2 at level 37. 5 is Nimue, maybe, at level 52, RIP. Ouch. Number 4 is Guts at level 54, but red flag. They had 3 uncommon slots equipped. 3 is Azzy Iron at level 61. Go Azzy. Number 2 is Pringle Pants at level 63. And number 1 this week is Strange Warrior hitting level 70, becoming our 45th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Well done. So 10 irons. That's fantastic. Actually, I think the report spit out 20 because it normally takes the top 20 of irons, but we only report on the top 10. So a lot of people still doing irons, which is fantastic. All right, for bloods, we had 5 bloods this time. So we've got number 5, we've got TBT Priester. TBT Priester at level 20. So apologies, I'm not sure how to say that, but I'll just say TBT Priester. Number 4 is Silver Bones at level 22. Number 3 is our favorite goblin, is Zortz again at level 22. Go Zortz. Number 2 is Bloody Thundy at level 23, and number 1 was Jerakine at level 34. All right. At pacifists, we had 6 pacifists this time. So at number 6, we had Insignificant at level 11. Number 5 is Ragon at level 11. 4 is Katharina at level 15. 3 is Mort at level 16. Number two is Peacemon at level 17, but red flagged because they have 5 kills and 5 killing blows. Ouch. Wonder what happened on that. I wonder if they picked up a quest that they didn't realize had, you know, some of the quests that you do counts as kills and killing blows. Number one, though, is Crimson Passy at level 65. All right, Working Man. We had one Working Man, which is Taylurilin at level 26. Greens, we had 3 greens. Number three was Cinqueso at level 19, RIP. Number two is Missikim at level 22. And number one is Azzy Green, hitting level 70, becoming our 18th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. All right. We had no tins, no teams at all. So again, you know, it's the end of the expansion. Quite noticeably, you can see that a lot of people are off doing other things, whether that's playing Remix, working on mains and getting those last bits and pieces done, because pre-expansion hits in a couple of days. So, or they're just completely off playing new games. And as we know, you know, the plethora of games available nowadays is huge compared to 20 years ago when WoW first started. You know, there is so many different options, even with console gaming, etc. So there's so many different things, which we can understand. A lot of people are trying different things. I keep saying, I'm my game is WoW. I'm not a gamer. I'm a game because all I really play is WoW. And even at the moment, that's difficult. So, but you know, for other people, they play lots of things. You know, like lots of people are into other games. For me, I just want to play WoW. There's a song. I'm just trying to think what the song is. I can't think. I can feel it in my head. There was one of those parody songs that someone did years and years ago, and it was just like, WoW, like, WoW's my game. I just want to play WoW. All right, chit chat. Let's have a look. So Dave sent me a couple of things, and I thought about it, Dave, and I thought, you know what, we are technically an adult, it's not for kids, and I thought the first one resonated way more with me, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners might resonate. So we're going to do that. I've kept your second one for the next show. All right, so Dave sent me two things. So Dave, thank you. But this one was like, this one, he says, it's about aging. And it's like a little poem. So let me read it. And I think that there might be some of us, or a lot of us, I'm not sure, that will just be like, So here we go. So this is Dave's contribution. So it is, I cannot see, I cannot pee, I cannot chew, I cannot screw. Oh my God, what can I do? My heart, my memory shrinks, my hearing stinks, no sense of smell, I look like hell. My body is drooping, I have trouble pooping, the golden years have come at last. The golden years can kiss my ass. Thank you, Dave. That is so much truer than I ever realized. And so that's from Dave. And for all of you that understand and it resonates to within an inch of it, it's fantastic. Thank you very much, Dave. Yes, I think we can all. And again, you can literally say, for a lot of us who have played WoW and grown up with WoW, you know, I've been playing this game 20 years of my adult life. So, some people started playing WoW when they were kids and are now adults. Like, it just... yeah, it's just interesting to reflect and look back. So, but that, Dave, that's brilliant. I love it. Thank you so much for that. It hits right here. All right. I found a couple little funnies, so I would share with you. Here we go. What sound does a chicken's phone make? Wing, wing. I thought it was so cute. I don't know if I've read that one or said it before, but I was like, wing, wing. I shouldn't have done it. Wing, wing. excuse me. I'm talking too much. My throat's getting messy. Wing, wing. Oh, got a note from Chris. All right, and I think I've had this one before, but it was kind of like, yep, I felt that one. When I found this yesterday, I just, like, part of my heart just went, I feel this. So, this one is, I lost my mood ring, and I don't know how to feel about it. And part of my soul just went, I feel that real deeply, real deeply. So again, I hope that gives you a few things to have a chuckle about. It's always good to have a little bit of a laugh where we can. So this is, you know, again, just to have a little chuckle about whether it's WoW or life or things going on. Always to remember to have a little bit of a smile. We love chuckles. We do, Chris. Absolutely. Life gets complicated. And now I'm going to have that song going straight through my brain probably all day. But life does get a little bit complicated at times. And sometimes we just got to take things out and have a little bit of a smile and a little bit of a giggle. Grandinagus, hello, hi, long time no see, hi, welcome. So yeah, it's lovely to have you guys hanging out with me. As I said, it's not a long show, we're just about wrapping things up. So, was there anything I missed, Chris? I'm not sure, Dave, Zep. If there's anything that I've missed from the information, I think I covered kind of the big thing. I think we're good. Okay. As I said, I had a read through and it's just a lot of pre-expansion stuff. So, but again, I cannot stress enough. Spend some time. If you don't have time to do all of your tunes, I know some people have got a lot. Stir fair. Technically me, but choose your tunes that you absolutely don't want to have an issue with. Log in, strip them off, take all the gear off, and leave them somewhere safe. If you've got an alliance tune, please also remember that there is a big freaking crocodile that in particular loves Chris in Stormwind and likes to hunt and chase and terrorize her on a, if not daily, basis. So please just remember that if you've got a tune in Stormwind, have them well away from the from the sewer. If you have an alliance team, delete it. Grandnagus, you know that's not true. Some of us don't have many of them. Oh, admittedly, mine have probably grown in the years, but so yeah, so if you're doing that, just again, put your toon well away from the sewers, because the sewer beast will most probably one-shot you. So, and as much as we know it loves hunting and it is seeking Chris's toon's affections regularly, we do not want anyone to lose a toon through it jumping out and grabbing the toon and killing it. But also don't forget, strip your toons down if you need to make sure that you're hopefully safe enough that when you log back in, gear quality hasn't changed, etc. All right, let's do, where's my little doovy? No, not that one. Later. There we go, little heart. So, big hearts to our Iron Elites. Thank you to everyone who helps support the show. It helps keep the website going. That's where all the money goes. Literally, there's nothing else. It goes all to looking after the website. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris, Kitten Pop, Leader Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, who will forever be on the list, Wanima, Zaya, and Zeb, thank you very much for your contribution, whether that is through Twitch, whether that's through drops, whether that's through Patreon. Thank you. Greatly helps out with, it's not the channel, it's the website. So it keeps us doing that. And Zaya does a fantastic job, Zaya and Rudd, with maintaining and keeping that. I normally go in and just go, ah, something's broken. Because WordPress is a whole, if you want a rant on WordPress, I'm sure I can really rant on that for a good hour. WordPress. Anyway, so thank you to our Iron Elites. I appreciate you so much. Again, to Chris, Zep, Dave, Grandnagus, thank you for hanging and spending some time with me. It is very sweet, and I appreciate you all for doing that. To the awesome bunch of WoW Challenge team that is with me, thank you for the things that you do. And again, I cannot shout out these people enough. Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris, Stir, Zaya, words don't have enough, but they are truly exceptional, wonderful people to help do the things. And I appreciate them so very much, because I know between my life with working and family and all of that, I'm not around all the time. So to have these people there looking after bits and pieces while I'm off dealing with IRL is truly wonderful. So thank you very much to Rudd and to Zaya for the codes and working on all of that. And again, I don't know when things do go live. We might have to look at the challenges, etc. We won't know until stuff goes live, so we might have to let you know on the fly, but you know, it is what it is. So let's just touch wood that they haven't completely messed things up for our challenge tunes, but like anything, I guess we'll see how it goes. And again, thanks guys for hanging out. So I'm gonna take I won't be here next week, so I'll be back on August the 3rd, and I will just probably give you a heads up. I've got some holidays in August because it is birthday month, and you know, the older I'm getting, the more I appreciate my birthday goes the whole month. But it is also an anniversary. I'm sure there's an anniversary show in there as well. So I might just take a couple weeks off and we'll do a nice big anniversary show. So I haven't decided, but I'm just giving you the heads up that, you know, I might take like have a 3-week break or something from August the 3rd. We'll see how we go. But I don't want to take too much of a break right before the before things drop. I've got a feeling the anniversary show will probably be right before the expansion's live. So I might, you know, kind of do that. So again, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just giving you the heads up that there might be a period. I might just have like a 3-week off or something like that. So right beforehand. But I will be back on August the 3rd. 7 p.m. Eastern, the usual. Don't forget where you can find everything, wowchallenges.com, all of the things there. If you need to email me, please send it through to either podcast@wowchallenges.com. That one gets forwarded to straight to my email. You can certainly use my email, which is letawow@gmail.com. So it's letawow. Which is Gmail, either of those. You can get in touch via Discord, Twitter, all of the things. Just again, remember, I'm in Aussie time, so I might be off of when you're awake or when you send it, and so it might take me, you know, a little bit of time to respond back. So please don't stress about it, but time zones is a real thing. It's always fun. And yeah, so if you want to find me, easiest way, you can certainly just go to my Linktree profile where I am Leta Wow, which again is the LETAWOW. I'm pretty much Leta Wow on a lot of things, but Leta also, because I couldn't get Leta. Someone stole my name. How dare them? Damn it. All right. When do you not have holidays in August? I have been having holidays in August every year since... It's been a long time. But the older I get, Grand Negus, the more I appreciate the fact that I have holidays in August as well as holidays early in the year. It's just getting it was a statement more than a question. Yes, I do enjoy it. Plus it's cold, and again, obviously my level of cold is nowhere near what you guys have, but for little old Queenslander me, it's freaking cold and windy, and it's miserable, and my fingers are turning into like icicles. So you can all just go poo poo. that's not cold, but for Queensland, it definitely is. So yeah, need hot coffee. I've got my mocha, which isn't even finished, but it's definitely sitting on my coffee warmer. That helps. Having a coffee warmer was a game changer. And I'm not even talking about the Ember mug that died. I'm talking about a full-on coffee warmer that I can plug into a USB or a PowerPoint. And I can move it from point A to point B. Love it. That the Ember opened the possibilities to I should just get a mug warmer. And I did. So that was fantastic. Alright, enough blabbing. Later, get on with it. So, my last thank yous again to... I know I thank them every show, but again... With the list of people, we are very blessed to have a lot of talented people in our team and around that help provide, you know, things like doing intros and outros. So to Mr. Nisi and Execute for our intro and our outro, greatly appreciate the work. We love them. We appreciate, you know, makes me smile each time. I listen to them. So again, just a shout out to both of them and a big thank you for that. All right. Have I covered everything? I think that's good. Yeah, I think I've covered as much as I possibly can. We've still done an hour show because later prattles on. Because that's what you do. That's what we do. All right. On that note, let's just say, please, everyone, again, strip your challenge tunes down if you need to. Make sure that those tunes are safe for pre-expansion this week. So if you've got time to do it, log in, do it. If you need to clean up banks, etc., now's probably the time to look at that while you're, you know, de-robing, de-clothing your challenge tunes. Please, everyone, just have a wonderful week. I hope the pre-expansion goes well for everyone. People enjoy it. I haven't really looked into it at all. I don't really know what's going to happen. I just figure I've got too much to deal with right here, right now, that I'll wait until things go live and figure it out from there myself. So everyone, just please have a wonderful week or the next couple of weeks, and I'll be back on the 3rd of August for our next show. And main thing is just stay safe both in and out of game. All right, we'll catch you back here on the 3rd. Okay, take it easy, everyone. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.